Hugh Bowman joining us now, fresh off a big four winners the other day at Canterbury. Good morning to you, Hugh.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Good day, a good book today at Randwick, and it starts off with perhaps the topical tip of the day. Ozzie, the colt for the Snowdons, and I think you've been on his back in the trials. What's your impression of him?
I like the horse. I think 1,000 metres is an ideal starting point for him. He showed good improvement from his first trial to his second trial, and I'd expect him to improve again from that. He's a nice young colt that should make his presence felt.
Peter and Paul have thrown a set of blinkers on him today. I don't think he carried them in the trials. That could sharpen him up a little bit, you?
Yeah, I don't think he needs sharpening up, but I think his concentration in both trials, he was inclined to just switch off and not focus on his job. He's quite a fast horse. I think I led the first trial. I definitely led the second one. And, you know, when he got to the front, or, you know, got when I let him go, he felt like he was going to just explode. You know, I just felt as though his concentration wavered a little bit. So that could be why the blinkers have gone on. And, you know, he's certainly got more to offer than what you've seen in the trials. You know, how much that is, I guess we're not going to know until he's put under pressure.
Yeah. Race four, Tori Joy. She's just one of those on-pace, genuine mares. She can be a little tricky and over-race on occasions.
Yeah, horse, I haven't had much to do with her. You know, she's probably the type of horse you'd actually prefer to draw wide on, where you can just take your time. She's obviously a front-running type. And, you know, I just think inside draw could prove a little tricky, as it did with James when he won on her two starts ago. But look, it'll just be a case of trying to keep her comfortable and in the rhythm. And, you know, I expect to be quite forward, but if something wants to lead me, happy to take the sit.
Vaucluse Bay, race five. He should be fitter for a few runs back from a spell now.
Yeah, well, he's getting to a distance now that he can probably compete at. You know, anything shorter than this, they're just too sharp for him. And realistically, he probably wants a bit further. But, you know, he ought to get a nice run, and I might try and ride him a bit closer than he has been ridden over the shorter trips. But that'll depend on the pace.
Yeah. Tanico, this Godolphin mare, you know a little bit about her. What do you think of her?
She's very honest. You know she's going to really put in. She was disappointing at Warwick Farm when I first rode her. And the expectations were very high. She's a bit highly strung, so it's important that she relaxes. But I think they've found the key to her, you know, in just keeping her settled before the race, going around with a pony to the start. She certainly continued to develop mentally throughout the preparation. And back to 1,100 doesn't concern me too much, because she does like to come off a hot speed. And, you know, when I ran fourth on her two starts ago, you know, I thought her run was every bit as good as the run when I won on her three starts ago. So although it didn't look that flash, I was really actually quite taken by it. I think she's an improving type, you know, and I think back to 1,100 is certainly, it's not a negative anyway.
Yeah. Flo in the main race, he rolls forward here and should give a bit of cheek.
Yeah, he will. I liked his trial the other day. It was a pretty soft trial, though. I mean, it looked good, but any decent horse should look good in a trial like that. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing how Endless Drama comes back, actually. He's a horse that, yeah, I haven't ridden him a lot, but he does give you a really good feel, and I think he's well-placed here myself. But Flo, I guess the barrier could work against me, but the horse is, you know, he's prepared for the race, and he's certainly a top-three chance.
Yeah. Dealmaker, geez, he ran in some nice races last preparation. It's a good start-off race for him here, but he's only just had the one soft trial.
Yeah, he's a very competitive young horse, though. And, you know, I did ride him once or twice last preparation. I won on him. I know I won on him once. But then he went up to the sort of top grade and ran in a couple of Group 1 races. And, you know, although he's not out of his grade at that level, You know, I think he's more suited at this sort of company, and he's certainly a progressive type, but although his best form is over further, it wouldn't surprise me at all to see him sprint really well fresh. And, you know, I think from memory he did go beyond the 2,000 metres last prep. I'm not sure that he really wants any further than that. I think a mile 2,000 in his go is his go. So at 1,400 fresh, I think he could run a very, very cheeky race.
Mm. And you finish with New Universe. He's a tricky customer, but he was a bit better last start.
He is tricky in that, you know, he needs a racer's run to suit him. If they go too slow, he over races. If they don't go too quick, he can't use his explosive turn of foot to finish. He is a consistent horse, but he just needs a race to run to suit. And from barrier 7 in a decent-sized field, there's every chance that could happen today.
Mm. Winks got another award in the during the week, the world's best racehorse. It's just never-ending. She just keeps jumping, picking up all these awards, deservedly so.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. I've been on her this morning, actually. So yep. She's ticking over really nicely as she aims for her second trial on Tuesday. But no, it's a great honour for her. It's thoroughly deserved. And, you know, I think over the last couple of years, there's been horses that have run a higher rating than her. Well, not this year, obviously. Craxman ran an equal high rating as her. But, you know, those horses that come and perform once at a level far and beyond anything else, and they seem to attract the awards, which is fair enough. But what Winks has been able to do is run these ratings consistently for the guts of 4 years now, and that in itself is very unique. And she obviously picked up the award in America, which was voted by the public last week, the Von Voxel Award. Mm-hmm. We're very proud of her, and you know, obviously, we've still got some eyes in the fire as far as this preparation goes, and you know, I think Chris and I are probably more focused on that than the awards at this stage, but it's something we can certainly look back in years to come with a great sense of satisfaction and pride of what she's been able to do.
Yeah, and personally, we're not far off into full swing as far as the carnival's concerned, and you know, we've got races in Sydney and Melbourne, and you know, you got Blue Diamond, you know, come preludes today, so you're looking for a good 2-year-old. How do you work out where you want to go so early? You know, it's early, not even in February, and you'd be thinking, I've got to be, you know, in Melbourne in a month, in Sydney in 3 weeks, and how do you go about all that?
Well, it's interesting you ask that, because I just had a coffee on the way home, and I started reading the paper and saw Karen was in Melbourne. I thought, what's he doing in Melbourne? Then I see the Blue Diamond preludes or previews or whatever they are down there.
Yeah.
You know, like you're only a month away from the Blue Diamond, that being the case, and you know, Winks will race in 3 weeks. Once she races, it's all underway. So the answer to your question is you don't work it out.
Yep.
I mean, you have a bit of a plan of, you know, obviously wherever Winks runs, I'll be there.
Yep.
You know, if the Australian Cup might clash with, you know, I haven't actually looked at the calendar in detail, but you just work it out as you go a little bit, and that's one of the benefits of having the support of the big stables, as Chris Waller, of course. You know, I do most of his riding, and obviously a great support from James Cummings and the Godolphin team. And when the big teams, they've got runners in both states, so obviously I'll go wherever the headline horse is and work my way around it. You know, obviously you're going to miss a few along the way because you can't be in two states at one time. But that's how you do it. Just, you know, go where the headline horse is or the main horse and work your way around it.
I suppose that's the art of having a good manager as well, or he can tell you what horses that you may have forgotten about or that are going to run on that particular day.
Exactly right. And, you know, I mean, and the other thing is trying to be up as upfront as you can with the trainers,
yeah.
You know, as they have to be with us to say, all right, well, this is the plan, but you know, that they are horses, they're not machines, and, you know, things happen and preparations change, and, you know, I think, you know, with the amount of racing, the amount of big racing on, you know, people do understand, but you know, at the end of the day, you can only be in one place at a time. And as long as you, you know, let people know early where you're heading, at least 2 weeks in advance, it all tends to work itself out in the wash up. And that's excluding suspension and injury, of course, which could, you know, change things as well. So you got to pencil in your dates, but you don't really put them in pen until about a fortnight out.
Yeah. Good luck today.
Thanks very much.